Chapter 6, Real Estate Financing Mortgages. A mortgage is a voluntary lien on real estate. The person who borrows money to buy a piece of property voluntarily gives the lender the right to take that property if the borrower fails to repay the loan. The borrower, or mortgager, pledges the land to the lender, or mortgagee, as security for the debt. Exactly what rights the mortgager gives the mortgagee vary from state to state. Title theory states. Here the mortgager actually gives legal title to the mortgagee or some other designated individual, and retains equitable title. Legal title is returned to the mortgager when the debt is paid in full or some other obligation is performed. In theory, the lender actually owns the property until the debt is paid. The lender allows the borrower all the usual rights of ownership, such as possession and use. Because the lender holds legal title, the lender has the right to immediate possession of the real estate and rents from the mortgaged property if the mortgager defaults. Lien theory states. In this case, the mortgager borrower holds legal title. The mortgagee lender simply has a lien on the property as security for the mortgage debt or equitable title. The mortgage is nothing more than collateral for the loan. If the mortgager defaults, the mortgagee must go through a formal foreclosure proceeding to obtain legal title. The property is offered for sale, and sale proceeds are used to pay all or part of the remaining debt. In some states, a defaulting mortgager may redeem the property during a certain period after the sale. A borrower who fails to redeem the property during that time loses the property irrevocably. Illinois Intermediate Mortgage Theory State Illinois does not adhere strictly to either the title or lien theory. Illinois recognizes both a mortgage approach, buyer gets title to the property, and deed of trust, lender has title to the property. As a result, Illinois often is referred to as an intermediate mortgage theory state. Where a mortgage is used, the mortgager borrower remains the owner of the mortgaged property subject to the lien created by the mortgage. Although most of the real estate transactions in Illinois involve a mortgage approach, because a deed of trust can be used in Illinois, Illinois is considered to be an intermediate theory state. In fact, most of the lending transactions in Illinois utilize a mortgage instrument, not a deed in trust. Where a mortgage is used, buyer has title to the property, the lender is subject to the defeasance clause, which stipulates that the lien on the property is released by the lender, mortgagee, at the time the debt is repaid in full. Mortgage loans. A mortgage loan, like all loans, creates a relationship between a debtor and a creditor. In the relationship, the creditor loans the debtor money for some purpose, and the debtor agrees to pay or pledges to pay the principal and interest according to an agreed schedule. The debtor agrees to offer some property or collateral to the creditor if the loan is not repaid. Mortgage loans are secured loans. Mortgage loans have two parts. The debt itself. The security for the debt. When a property is mortgaged, the owner must execute, sign a two separate instruments. A promissory note stating the amount owed. A security document, mortgage, pledging the property as collateral for the amount owed. Hypothecation in mortgage lending practice, a borrower is required to pledge specific real property as security, collateral, for the loan. The debtor retains the right of possession and control, while the creditor receives an underlying equitable right in the pledged property. This type of pledging is termed hypothecation. The right to foreclose on the pledged property in the event a borrower defaults is contained in a security agreement, such as a mortgage or a deed of trust. Promissory notes. The promissory note, referred to as the note or financing instrument, is the borrower's personal promise to repay a debt according to agreed terms. The note exposes all the borrower's assets to claims by secured creditors. The mortgager executes one or more promissory notes to total the amount of the debt. A promissory note executed by a borrower, known as the maker or payer, is a contract complete in itself. It generally states the amount of the debt, the time and method of payment, rate of interest. When signed by the borrowers and other necessary parties, the note becomes a legally enforceable and fully negotiable instrument of debt. When the terms of the note are satisfied, the debt is discharged. If the terms of the note are not met, the lender may choose to sue to collect on the note or to foreclose. A note need not be tied to a mortgage or a deed of trust. A note used as a debt instrument without any related collateral is called an unsecured note. Unsecured notes are used by banks and other lenders to extend short-term personal loans. A note is a negotiable instrument like a check or bank draft. The lender who holds the note is referred to as the payee and may transfer the right to receive payment to a third party in one of two ways. By signing the instrument over, that is, by assigning it to the third party. By delivering the instrument to the third party interest. Interest is a charge for the use of money. Interest may be due at either the end or the beginning of each payment period. Payment made at the beginning of each period is payment in advance. When payments are made at the end of a period, it is known as payment in arrears. Whether interest is charged in arrears or in advance is specified in the note. This distinction is important if the property is sold before the debt is repaid in full. Most mortgages have interest in arrears. Usury. Charging interest in excess of the maximum rate allowed by law is called usury. To protect consumers from unscrupulous lenders, many states have enacted laws limiting the interest rate that may be charged on loans. In some states, the legal maximum rate is a fixed amount. In others, it is a floating interest rate that is adjusted up or down at specific intervals based on a certain economic standard, such as the prime lending rate or the rate of return on government bonds. Whichever approach is taken, lenders are penalized for making usurious loans. In some states, a lender that makes a usurious loan is permitted to collect the borrowed money, but only at the legal rate of interest. In others, a usurious lender may lose the right to collect any interest or may lose the entire amount of the loan in addition to the interest. In Illinois, there is no legal limit specifically imposed on the rate of interest that a lender may charge a borrower when the loan is secured by real estate. Loan origination fee. The processing of a mortgage application is known as loan origination. When a mortgage loan is originated, a loan origination fee is charged by most lenders to cover the expenses involved in generating the loan. These include the loan officer's salary, paperwork, and the lender's other costs of doing business. A loan origination fee is not prepaid interest. Rather, it is a charge that must be paid to the lender. While a loan origination fee serves a different purpose from discount points, both increase the lender's yield. Therefore, the federal government treats the fee like discount points. It is included in the annual percentage rate of Regulation Z, and the IRS lets a buyer deduct the loan origination fee as interest paid upfront. Discount points. A lender may sell a mortgage to investors, discussed later in this chapter. However, the interest rate that a lender charges the borrower for a loan might be less than the yield, true rate of return, an investor demands. To make up the difference, the lender charges the borrower discount points. The number of points charged depends on two factors. The difference between the mortgage loan interest rate and the required investor yield. How long the lender expects it will take the borrower to pay off the loan for the borrowers. One discount point equals 1% of the loan amount and is charged as prepaid interest at the closing. For instance, three discount points charged on a $100,000 loan would be $3,000, $100,000 x 3%, or 0.03. If a house sells for $100,000 and the borrower seeks an $80,000 loan, each point would be $800. In some cases, however, the points in a new acquisition may be paid in cash at closing rather than being financed as part of the total loan amount. Prepayment penalty. The amount of accrued interest is carefully calculated during the origination phase to determine the profitability of each loan. If the borrower repays the loan before the end of the term, the lender collects less than the anticipated interest. For this reason, some mortgage notes contain a prepayment clause. This clause requires that the borrower pay a prepayment penalty against the unearned portion of the interest for any payments made ahead of schedule. Note: Lenders may not charge prepayment penalties on mortgage loans insured or guaranteed by the federal government or on those loans that have been sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Lenders in Illinois are prohibited from charging a borrower a prepayment penalty on a fixed-rate loan secured by residential real estate when the loan's interest rate is greater than 8% per year. However, they can charge a prepayment penalty on an adjustable-rate loan